Deutsch, Terrorism is Within, 1 in 10 Policemen, Armed Forces Support White Supremacy. By Pam Key on February 19, 2021. MSNBC contributor Donny Deutsch said Friday on Deadline that 1 in 10 Americans, policemen, military members believe it is acceptable to have the white supremacists or neo-Nazi values of many of the militia groups that took part in the storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6. Anchor Nicole Wallace said, "You know, Donny, I share what I think is a universal assessment of most viewers of this network that it is time to move on from the other guy. But I think that if we ignore who and how and why what happened on January 6 happened, it would be like ignore 9/11. She continued, "The charges and the charging documents are really all that we know. But they are charging militia groups, member after member. And what they're saying is I came because Donald Trump told me to come." You add that with the news of 36 members of the Capitol Police under investigation. The picture's getting more disturbing, not less. Deutsch said, "Nicole, it's a question of moving on from the other guy but not moving on from the problem. The other guy stood for, magnified, illuminated and certainly exacerbated." ABC News Washington Post poll from 2017 a couple of years back. 1 in 10 Americans think it's okay to have white supremacists or neo-Nazi values, points of view. The word was acceptable to them. 17% of Trump supporters, almost 1 in 5 Trump supporters said it's acceptable to have neo-Nazi white supremacist views. Let that sink in for a minute. He continued, "We cannot in any way, shape or form move on because this problem you are talking about now. If you put the numbers to it, 25, 30 million Americans are kind of in this camp. They weren't necessarily storming the Capitol themselves but a piece of them was there with them or they would not share those views." He added, "We cannot move on from this. This is the number one terror threat to our country now. It is no longer not threats from overseas, it is domestic terror. That is what HHS has said. This very division was set up to fight terrorism from around the world. Now its number one priority is terrorism from within. We cannot move on. If you go back to what I said about 1 in 10 Americans, that's 1 in 10 policemen, 1 in 10 people in armed forces. You know, these groups that are meant to protect us are certainly not in any way absent from being represented of this problem. So, no, we cannot move on from the other problem. The other guy, whatever you want to call it." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.